We're following developments in London, where there was an attack today near Parliament. Metropolitan Police say four people are dead, including the attacker and a policeman who was stabbed. Metropolitan Police Commander BJ Harrington spoke this afternoon outside Scotland Yard.
Though we remain open-minded to the motive, a full counter-terrorism investigation is already underway.
NPR's Frank Langford joins us now from London. And Frank, what do we know at this point about what happened?
Well, what happened is somebody was driving a small SUV across Westminster Bridge. And just to set the scene for a lot of our listeners, this is right in front of Big Ben. You go across the Thames. It's basically in every movie and every tourist. It's the first place they come in London. Looks like he drove down the sidewalk, hit quite a lot of people. The police are now saying 20 or more than 20 injured, then drove into a fence at the Parliament building just next to Big Ben. Stabbed a police officer, got inside, and then was shot to death.
Let's listen to an eyewitness here. This is Daily Mail journalist Quentin Letts, who spoke to the BBC.
And as this attacker was running towards the entrance used by MPs to go into the House of Commons, as he was running, he ran about, I'd say 15 yards perhaps, two plainclothes guys with guns. Shouted at him, uttered what sounded like a warning. He ignored it, and they shot two or three times, and he fell.
How is the government responding there, Frank?
Well, they're calling this, of course, a counterterrorism investigation, and they're looking at every lead. They haven't identified who the attacker.
Oh, Frank, did we lose you?
Oh, I'm still
here.
You're back.
There you go. Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. So what they've done is they've shut down most of the area around Westminster Bridge. They believe it's only one attacker, but they still want to make sure. And then obviously soon, hopefully, we'll be learning who this person was and what the motive might have been.
And what's going on in the city right now? Is London shut down in parts because of what's happened?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Frank. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it has not been shut down. Only this area right around Westminster Bridge. So I was just out grabbing a coffee on Regent Street, and things were relatively normal, although I did notice a lot of people just looking over their shoulders, as I did as well. I mean, this is a city that has been through terror attacks before, of course, but I think this is particularly shocking because it happened where it did. And Parliament is heavily fortified. I'm down there a lot. There are lots of armed police. There are lots of barriers that will block vehicles from doing the same kind of thing that this vehicle attempted to do.
And how are people in Parliament reacting to this? Is the lockdown over in Parliament?
It's not quite clear to me. Last I heard from the police, it sounded like they might still be locked down. The Prime Minister, it was taken to 10 Downing Street, where she's monitoring the situation. And they did have an earlier feed from the House of Commons in which they were locked in. And they were actually broadcasting from the House of Commons but could not leave Parliament because, you know, there was an investigation going on, an active investigation going on right outside the building.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from London, where we've got news of four people dead in a terrorist attack there. That includes the attacker and a policeman who was stabbed. We'll keep watching for the latest developments. Frank, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Jeremy.